Proclamation number 8319 of 3rd of November, 1962. Only love is bliss. Having to do without my love is the most wretched state a being, which created my love, can find itself in. Yet it created this state for itself because it rejected my love, which is radiated to every being without limitation, until it resisted me and closed itself to all illumination of love on my part. Then the unhappy state set in, which the being will remain in until it voluntarily opens itself again and lets my love radiate into it. To be without my love is a state of death, a state of lifelessness and a state of deepest darkness. That I do not want to leave the creatures, which once came forth from my love, in this unhappiness is guaranteed by my endless love. For it followed the being even into the deepest depth and will not rest until the being has ascended again from that depth with my help. Until it has regained the self-awareness it had lost in the depths. And now, as an I-conscious being, voluntarily opens itself to receive my ray of love. And time and again it has been proclaimed to you through my word that this process of illumination with love can only take place on my part if you yourselves make an effort to live in love. If you therefore voluntarily accomplish the change back to love, just as you once voluntarily relinquished love. At the beginning of your embodiment as a human being you are still unaware of the bliss of giving and receiving love. For your ego is only self-centered, self-love is still strongly developed, which my adversary implanted in you and which was the reason for your apostasy from me. Self-love certainly makes itself happy but it does not create a state of bliss, for self-love is not of divine origin but belongs to my adversary. But as soon as you try to change selfish love into unselfish neighborly love, into giving, selfless, wanting to gratify love. You will also feel the bliss of the activity of love, for you then establish the bond with the eternal love through your activity of love, and this bond must also irrevocably bring you bliss, because then I can shine upon you again as it was in the beginning. For whatever comes forth from me must cause bliss, because I am love itself, which only ever wants to bestow bliss and which will not rest until the work of returning all fallen beings to me is finished. Although you humans on earth should always remember that you are infinitely loved, that you are loved by the highest and most perfect being, by the greatest spirit of infinity, whose children you shall become and who one day wants to create and work with you as your father, for your and also your own happiness. You should feel this awareness of being loved with all intimacy strongly in your heart and already be blissfully happy about it, for then you will also voluntarily hand yourselves over to me, you will desire my love and long for the happiness of a union with me. And then your return to me is also guaranteed, for love draws to itself what it desires. You humans on earth must therefore learn to recognize your God and Creator as a being which wants to be your Father and is love itself and supreme perfection. If you know about my nature, then you will also consciously connect with me. And therefore I also want to send you the knowledge about it time and again, and I speak to you about it. I convey my word from above to you in order to introduce you to the great mystery of my being, which you will only be able to love when you know that it itself is love. Time and again my adversary will distort my image, he will try to portray me to you as a god of vengeance, as a strict judge and as a merciless being who condemns but does not redeem. Yet the pure truth will always come to you from me because I love you and also want to win your love. And love is truly stronger than hatred, and thus my greater than great love will also succeed in illuminating you as my living creations again, in igniting love in yourselves, And then the unification with me will also come about one day, which is the purpose and goal of your earthly progress, but which is to come about of your own free will, which is why you yourselves can prolong the time of separation from me. But I will always help you to take the path back to me, and I will use all means which, even if they seem painful to you, are nevertheless based on my infinite love and will one day also lead safely to the goal. For you came forth from my love and will also safely return to eternal love again. Amen.